Welcome to this week's edition of Empowered by the Spirit on Immaculate Heart Radio, hosted by Deacon Steve Greco of Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry. For the next hour, join Deacon Steve and his guests as they share their testimonies, love of their Catholic faith, and the importance of the Holy Spirit in all our lives. Now, here's Deacon Steve.
Hello, everyone. Here we are high atop the Tower of Hope at beautiful Christ Cathedral. And again, a happy new year to all of our listening audience across the country. We have some very special people with us this morning. Tristan Siegendahler, who is Faith Relations Manager for Habitat for Humanity of Orange County. Welcome to the show, Tristan.
Thank you for having me.
And also my dear friend who is producer of this show, Vice President of our ministry, Spirit-Filled Hearts, but also someone who's on the board of American Family Housing, Michael Amola. Welcome to the show, Michael.
Good morning, Steve.
It's nice to have you on this side of the mic.
Yes. Thank you. It's always nice to be here.
He makes funny faces at me, you know, when we do these shows, and now I can make a funny face back at him. So why are we here today, and why is this important to you? Well, as we begin this new year, as we take a spiritual inventory on ourselves, the question is, to what extent can I help those that are hungry, that are poor, that are homeless, that are in the streets? Michael, you have been involved in helping the poor through American Family Housing, through various things as a property manager, and it is really epidemic out there in terms of so many people living month to month, paycheck to paycheck. They get fired, they get laid off, or with housing, especially here we are in Orange County, there just isn't places for them to go, and they end up in the streets.
The challenge in society today is that in the major metropolitan areas, housing has gotten so expensive. And, you know, we know here in Orange County has some of the highest home prices in the nation. And so you have a lot of people who live in the county who are either blue-collar workers or lower administrative workers who find themselves doubling up, tripling up in apartments and or homes. And it's a challenge. And then when you find the worker or someone who's out of work, that's even worse. When you find the worker who's making a minimum wage, you know, being able to afford the rents, being able to afford the mortgage payments, you know, that's one of the reasons that I got involved with Habitat for Humanity and the good work that they do is because there are organizations out there that are trying to help solve these problems. And as you said, American Family Housing, the organization that I serve on the board for, they work in transitional housing for the chronically homeless. And that's a very severe need as compared to what Habitat for Humanity has, a much more structured program and works with veterans and lower income people to help them reach the dream of affording a home.
My brothers and sisters, this is Deacon Steve Greco. We are on Powered by the Spirit. Happy New Year to everyone across the country. And again, as we take an inventory of our blessings, God has put us here to help one another, to love Him with all of our heart, soul, might, and strength, but to make a difference with one another. And, you know, take a look again at Scripture and you know, God says over and over, Jesus says over and over again, and our Scriptures say over and over again, what we must do is to love passionately and to love passionately one another. And, you know, it doesn't, you have to go very long or far in Scripture to take a look at so many Scriptures that basically say, as it says in James, and this is chapter 2, verse 14, what good is it, my brothers, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Does that faith save him? If a brother or sister has nothing to wear and no food for the day, and one of you says to them, go in peace, keep warm and eat well, but you do not give them the necessities of the body, what good is it? So also faith of itself, if it does not have works, is dead. Tristan, I'm sure that scriptures like that are part of the reason why you got involved with Habitat for Humanity.
Absolutely. Habitat for Humanity is a Christian-based nonprofit, so we're all always turning to Scripture. We're always turning to God for guidance.
You're at Our Lady Queen of Angels in Newport Beach. Is that true as a parishioner?
That is true, yes.
Awesome. And we've had Father Kerry Ballou on the show before. And what made you get involved with Habitat for Humanity? I mean, where are you in terms of your faith walk where you said, you know, I've got to do something. And my brothers and sisters, that's what Jesus is saying to you right now. You know, what is it that you are being called to do? And you've got this tug, and tell us how that happened.
So as a Christian in general, I always am looking for new ways to be active in my community and to give back in the way that the Lord has given me. But I have a close personal connection with Habitat for Humanity. As Michael was saying, my family went through a very rough time during the recession, and Habitat for Humanity was there for us. We lost several things in having to downsize, and the restore locations were there to greet my family with open arms and to help us. So I have a close personal connection with Habitat for Humanity.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We are with Tristan Siegendahler, who is Faith Relations Manager for Habitat for Humanity of Orange County, and Michael Amola, who is on American Family Housing Board, both actively involved in helping the poor find housing. Now, tell us, for our listening audience who are not aware of Habitat for Humanity, exactly what is it?
Yeah, so Habitat for Humanity is a well-known and little-understood nonprofit. We're pretty prolific. We're international. We built over 880,000 homes internationally. But a lot of people think that we give homes away, and that's not true. All of our families receive mortgages at our dedication, and also they put in 500 hours of sweat equity to participate and lift up those around them as well. And so there's a lot of really great things built into lifting up the community and getting involved that Habitat offers each affiliate around the country.
So tell us how it would work if, for our listening audience across the country, I'm sure many of them are struggling. Some of them perhaps would like to associate with Habitat for Humanity and be part of what you offer. So tell us, what's the qualification process?
So it's a case-by-case basis in a lot of ways, but I would say that you should go get involved with your affiliate. Our Family Services Department at our Orange County affiliate is warm and loving, and they will spend plenty of time walking each family through it. It's really important to them that our families are protected and that they feel safe and that we're there to help them and that we want to see them succeed.
So what sort of qualifications are required to get assistance from Habitat for Humanity?
So we look for families that are in an immediate need situation. Often, I think it was referred to that are living in one room of a home or sort of doubling up in really unsafe situations. We want to get families out of that circumstance. So immediate need is important. A willingness to work with Habitat, as I said before, all of our families put in 500 hours of sweat equity to help support Habitat and the program and our ability to serve families in the future. There's a debt-to-income ratio that's pretty strict that we have to help our families work with to make sure that they can afford the mortgage that they'll receive. And we're really proud of Orange County in the sense that we have zero foreclosures. And so we've built 205 homes. And so all of those families have been able to support themselves.
Is there a minimum income that someone has to have to be able to be part of this program?
The area median income range that we serve for low income would be between $40,000 and $80,000 for dual income. And then we also have a program for moderate income families that's between $80,000 and $120,000. And that sounds like a lot of money in certain parts of the country, but Orange County is the third most expensive area in the country.
So this would vary by location.
It absolutely
It doesn't
would.
Necessarily have to be as high as $40,000 if you're in whatever particular state that our listening audience may be living in. How would they find out what the qualifications are? Do they just go online for Habitat for Humanity?
It's going to vary by affiliate. So, again, I would suggest contacting the Family Services Department of each affiliate and really sitting down, that's what they love to do in that department. They really love to connect with our families.
So you go online for Habitat for Humanity and give them a call and mm-hmm. find out what the qualification process would be. So that, you know, you mentioned a couple of times the 500 hours of sweat equity. Maybe elaborate a little bit more on that.
Sure. So it may not even be their particular house. Our families actually don't know a lot of times which house they're going to be moving into if we're working on a development. For instance, we're breaking ground on a 5-home development in Santa Ana next year. So all of the families that will be moving into those homes will be helping, and they won't necessarily know which house, and they may not even be in that city. But in general, they put in hours by help building the homes or volunteering at our restores or helping in administrative aspects at our office. So we're open to whatever gifts God has given them. And as long as they're open to supporting us and supporting the future of Habitat, we try to get those done in the various ways that they've been gifted.
This is Deacon Steve Greco. We're on Empowered by the Spirit. We're talking about assisting the poor with housing, and we're going to be right back to talk more about how you can make a difference.
The Diocese of Orange is partnered with local travel company, Travel of Orange, to assist in organizing and facilitating pilgrimages to Catholic shrines, churches, and inspiring destinations worldwide. Find out about discounted travel rates, personal service, and customized travel experiences at key religious sites. Call 877-538-0010 or visit travel.occatholic.com to learn more. That's 877-538-0010 or travel.occatholic.com.
Hello, everyone. We're back on Empowered by the Spirit with Tristan Siegendahler, who is Faith Relations Manager for Habitat for Humanity of Orange County. And we're talking about various qualifications and why Habitat for Humanity wants people who are involved in working with them to assist other people working. And Michael, you had some comments at the break here about what that means.
The beauty of the Habitat program, as Kristen was pointing out, is it isn't a handout. It's a hand up. And they look to have people involved in the varying communities.
Did you trademark the hand up thing, by the way?
I'm
so mesmerized by that. Hand up.
But
if you steal it, let me know, okay?
What happens is that the organization wants to get the people involved in the communities. And so, as Kristen was pointing out, they work on these different homes, and, you know, the ultimate payback for them is that they get a home that they can afford to live in. They get a nice home that they can afford to live in. And they have a mortgage, as was said. And the organization, Habitat for Humanity, helps the potential homeowner. They teach them, and what does it mean to own a home? And they teach them about property taxes and insurance and income ratios relative to having a mortgage. And what you find, and I've experienced this because I'm also on the Land Acquisition Committee for Habitat for Humanity, the homeowners are very, very grateful that they have this opportunity, which they wouldn't otherwise have. And I remember being in a Habitat event where they did a large build here in Orange County in the blimp hangers over in Tustin, and they framed 7 homes inside this blimp hanger. And one of these homes was going to go to an Army veteran, a sergeant, who had 2 kids and was volunteering his hours and was so appreciative that he would have the opportunity to get this home, which otherwise he wouldn't be able to afford here in Orange County.
Awesome. We're on Empowered by the Spirit again with Tristan Siegendahler, Faith Relations Manager for Habitat for Humanity of Orange County, and Michael Amola, who is on the board of American Family Housing, Vice President of Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry, our ministry, and we're talking about assisting the poor with housing and our responsibility as it relates to Catholic social teaching and justice, Catholic justice and social justice, is to make a difference for those in need, to help them with dignity, to help them get on their feet, and so many people are struggling to afford a home. And Tristan, perhaps you can share with our audience, what does Habitat for Humanity actually do for the families that they support?
Habitat for Humanity doesn't just put families in homes. We actually help lift the families up and lift up the community that we're in. And that really translates to people being able to support themselves and to become self-reliant and to potentially put their kids through college in the future. And it really is kind of a ripple effect for not only great things for the family's future, but really for all of us as a community.
Now, is there assistance financially or not?
So scripture tells us that when someone is down on their luck and they need assistance from us, that we are not to charge them interest, right? We get that from the Bible. So Habitat for Humanity does its part in that way. When a family receives their mortgage, it's generally a zero interest loan.
Wow. My brothers and sisters, what an opportunity for those that are hurting, perhaps cannot afford a home, to really look into Habitat for Humanity. And how many locations are there across the country?
We are so blessed to have just over 1,300 affiliates in the United States.
Fantastic. So, you know, go to your computer and just put in Habitat for Humanity, and chances are there may be one in your community that you can investigate. And again, the income that you would need is based upon the community. So in Orange County here, that income is quite a bit higher than places across the country would be. And so this is a great opportunity to give back of your own personal time, you know, as you keep saying, the sweat equity, you know, to make a difference in helping other people. But at the same time, to have it helping your family and to get established in a home. And, you know, Michael, you've been involved in property management and helping the poor and homeless and for virtually your entire career. Why is that so important to you?
Well, I think that as Catholics, as Christians, I think that, you know, we're called on to help our brethren. And we try to do the best we can in my industry and property management. I mean, first and foremost, it's a business. And I do have properties that I manage where we do accept vouchers from different social service agencies that help the renter afford to live in what would otherwise be an apartment that they couldn't afford. And for 10 years, I managed a portfolio of what is known as Section 8 housing for a major developer here in Orange County. And you would not be able to tell the difference between, you know, an apartment that was had an affordable resident in it versus a conventional resident. And the importance is we need to get them off the street. Think about it. None of us would want to be living on the street. And I know that in driving to the cathedral today, there's an encampment of homeless people just down the road. And it's a severe social problem that really doesn't have a quick fix answer. And that's why an organization like American Family Housing, an organization like Habitat for Humanity, and many other organizations are developing outreach programs to get out to those people and get them off the street.
One thing that's really interesting to me is Matthew 25, and of course, I'm sure everyone is familiar with Matthew 25, the judgment of the nations. But there are three parables in Matthew 25, and I want you to take a look at this, because this is really important. The first parable is a parable of the 10 virgins. And with the 10 virgins, they're foolish and they're not prepared and they don't have the oil in their lamps and so forth. And they have to go out and get it. And then the bridegroom comes and they're not ready. And the moral of that story is you may say, well, I don't have time to help the poor or help those in housing right now. But you never know how long you're going to be here on earth. And you don't know when the right time is. And today is the right time. Today is the right time, my brothers and sisters. The second parable is a parable of the talents. This is one of my absolute favorites. And in the parable of the talents, we are given gifts. We're given time, talent, and treasure. We're given the opportunity to make a difference. And this is the one where someone got five talents, another one got two, and a third one got one. And the one with the five doubled it, and the one with the two doubled it and invested in it. But the one with the one buried it. My brothers and sisters, the question I have for you is, are you burying your talents? Are you burying your ability to make a difference? Are you in a position where you can say, well, again, you know, I'm so busy, I have my family, I've got this, I have my job. But are you really want to make a difference? Because I have found that the direct ratio of your ability to want to make a difference is the ability that God will use you. And Michael, I know you've seen that too, because you're so involved in so many different things with your own business and yet helping out through Spirit-Filled Hearts and American Family Housing, Habitat, and so forth. And you have to have a desire to want to make a difference.
You have to, as you say, you have to say yes.
Yes.
You know, when you see a situation, and it doesn't matter if it has to do with housing, if it has to do with employment, it has to do with childcare, whatever. When you see a situation, you have to be open to recognizing that God's tapping you on the shoulder, and he wants you to take action.
Now, the third parable in Matthew 25, and please, 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 give yourself a gift and read Scripture and read Matthew 25 and read it often. Read it every day. Read it slowly. Read it out loud. See yourself in the story, which is part of Ignatian spirituality, or see yourself as that person who has the talents and what are you doing with it. But the third parable, again, is a judgment of nations. And when the Son of Man comes, this verse 31, comes in his glory and all the nations with him, he'll sit on his throne, glorious throne, and all the nations will be assembled before him, and he'll separate them one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he'll place the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. And he says, come, you who are blessed, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. Naked, and you clothed me. Ill, and you cared for me. In prison, and you visited me. And the righteous will say, Lord, when did we do this? And the answer was, whenever you did one of these things for the least of my brothers of mine, you did it for me. Whenever you take care of the poor, whenever you help them with food, with housing, with visiting them, with helping them in employment, helping make a difference in their lives, when you do that, you are being Jesus to them. And Mother Teresa, now Saint Mother Teresa, says that it's interesting that in Scripture, that judgment of the nations in Matthew 25 is very crystal clear on our judgment, in a sense of how much are we going to be rewarded in heaven as a result of what we do. Certainly saying yes to Jesus and accepting him in our heart is the first and critical step. But to what extent did we live out our faith, as we talked about in the letter from James? To what extent are we living out our faith? And that's the big question. And we're going to talk more about that and how you can make a difference in supporting Habitat for Humanity and other organizations when we come right back.
The Diocese of Orange is excited to announce our new online store. The Orange County Catholic Bookstore has thousands of Catholic product offerings, from prayer cards to crucifixes, statues, and icons. Whether you're searching for that special devotional gift, products, or books that support your personal faith journey, or a beautiful image or statue for your home or business, please visit store.occatholic.com. Proceeds from purchases help to sustain the social outreach, educational, and pastoral ministry of the Diocese of Orange.
Hello, everyone. This is Deacon Steve Greco. We are back here, beautiful Christ Cathedral, high atop the Tower of Hope, on Empowered by the Spirit, with Tristan Siegendahler, Faith Relations Manager for Habitat for Humanity of Orange County, Michael Amola, who's on the board of American Family Housing, and also our Vice President of Spirit-Filled Hearts. One of the things that we're proud of in the Orange Diocese here in Southern California is how active we are in working with Habitat for Humanity, and it starts at the top from our bishop, Kevin Vann, who was recently on the show, and he wrote a letter to everyone here in the Orange Diocese, and he said that, you know, the cost of housing continues to rise As we all know, many families are struggling to keep a roof over their heads, but we are blessed to have organizations such as Habitat for Humanity working for the common good. They've been in operation in Orange County since 1988, and through their own volunteering and resources, have made a difference with home repairs, special veteran rehab projects, and really in helping people get on their feet. And he also, our bishop said here, and Bishop Kevin Vann, that he was involved in Illinois in two different locations and working with Habitat and strongly supports it. So for our listening audience, the question, Tristan, is what can they do to work with Habitat for Humanity and make a difference?
Yeah, so we are very blessed and excited that here in Orange County, we have something called the Catholic Coalition. And it really started as five South County parishes that got together and wanted to pool their resources and really make a dent in this housing crisis. And they wanted to partner with Habitat. So when we took a look at their goals, we figured out very quickly we were going to need a lot more help. So we kind of put the word out and it grew exponentially and quickly. So it was sort of like wildfire here in Orange County. And now we are 20 parishes strong, and we are actually sponsoring a home to be built in the city of Tustin, which will go to a veteran family. And as a coalition, it's the grandest goal we can have with Habitat, and we're very excited about it.
And one of the big differences when you help other people, Michael, you just feel great about yourself. And as we begin this new year again, and we look at things we do and perhaps we feel good about them, but many times we say, yeah, I really want to do more. And what are some things, in your opinion, that they can do to make a difference?
Well, I think as we were talking at the break, one of the realities of life is that we all lead busy lives, especially here in Southern California. I've had the opportunity to live in the Midwest, and it's a slower pace. You know, that's just the reality. It's a slower pace. Not such a slow pace here. And part of what I think happens, I know happened for me, you kind of get self-absorbed. And so you're really not thinking about the other person. And, you know, when you start to think about the other person and you say yes to the Lord putting something in front of you that, you know, you can possibly help with. I know, you know, I have four kids, and as they were growing up, my vocation was to be a parent. I had a profession, but also be a parent. But I got involved with childcare at our church. I got involved with helping with confirmation training, and, you know, was open to listening to where I could help. And yeah, does it put an encumbrance on your time? Definitely does. But the reward, and you don't do it for the reward, but the reward is amazing. And Steve, as you've commented, you know, we've developed this ministry, Spirit-Filled Hearts, and, you know, we're less than 2 years old as a nonprofit, and you're taking a mission trip to the Philippines and taking a group of five people and reaching out and spreading the word of the Lord.
As a matter of fact, when you listen to the show, it's about boarding an airplane to the Philippines. Mm-hmm. We are looking to work with about 30,000, up to 30,000 Filipinos that are poor, or perhaps some are homeless, abandoned elderly and so forth, and really bring the word of God to them. But whether it be in the Philippines or in Orange County, in our own backyard, everywhere we go, we have people in need, people who are poor. And we take a look at the Beatitudes in both Matthew and Luke, and Luke in particular really focuses that the poor are blessed, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And the reality is that we are to work with the poor. We are to work with those that are meek, those that are hurting. The fourth beatitude in Matthew 5:6 is so important for me. It says, blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. What does that mean? Hungering and thirsting for God's will. As we start this year with a little explosion here, I got really excited, put my hand on the whatever it was here. As we start this year, one of the important things is, how much are you hungering for God? What are you really hungering for? I mean, for many of us, it's like, okay, I'm going to lose weight, That's a good thing. I'm going to exercise more. That's a good thing. I may go to church a little bit more. That's certainly a great thing. But hungering and thirst in general to say, I want to make a difference. I want to make a difference in other people's lives. I really want to love them. I want to love God with all of our heart, soul, might, and strength, and love his people as I love myself, and even more. Some of us say, well, I don't love myself all that much, but I want to love other people intensely and passionately. And it talks about this in 1 Peter 1:22, is that we are to love one another intensely, and that's so important. And Tristan, my guess is in your faith life, you began to realize more and more that in order to love God, you must make a difference with other people.
Absolutely. For me personally, we just talked a little bit about vocation, but I'm a people person, and so I love connecting with people and helping make a difference in their lives, and that's really where I meet Christ. So Habitat has been an incredible blessing in my spiritual life.
It's amazing, Michael, when we're involved in working with nonprofits, how we just feel so much better about ourselves, but we just have peace. You know, you look at the fruit of the Spirit, right? Mm-hmm. Galatians 5, 22 and 23, and we wrote a book, Reflections on the Holy Spirit, which you can get on Amazon, soon to be in Spanish also. And in that book, we talk about all the different scriptures about love, about joy, about peace. But all of those things start happening when we make a difference with other people. I know when I'm working with other people, nonprofits, working in the community, helping the poor, bringing the good news, praying over people, I never feel bad. I always feel great. Mm-hmm. I feel fantastic. When I don't feel fantastic, it's usually when I'm just self-absorbed, you know, and just thinking about myself.
That was the word that came to mind as you were saying that, is being self-absorbed. Reaching out to other people, and we've talked about this on a number of occasions, with the different prayer meetings we go to and the people that we talk to. We drive for hours to go to locations to have prayer meetings, and certainly, you know, hitting the freeway in Southern California on a Friday afternoon at 4 o'clock is not something that we look forward to. But the reality is that when we meet with these groups and we talk with these people and we open ourselves up to them, and we're loving to them, because so many times, as Deacon, you've pointed out, people come to these and that's what they're looking for. They're looking for love. They're looking for compassion. They're looking for kindness. They have all sorts of issues in their lives. And when they can spend just a little bit of an evening and, you know, make that connection with someone who's trying to spread the word of the Lord, it's tremendous.
I mean, you just feel... You feel like Jesus in a sense of that you're living as his ambassador, his eyes, his ears, his heart, loving them passionately. We just went to St. George, Utah, and the testimonials were unbelievable. And, you know, again, we are spiritfilledhearts.org, DeaconSteve@spiritfilledhearts.org. We will go into your community and do healing services, life in the spirit seminars. Talk about forgiveness, talk about how you can make a difference in working with the poor and helping them with employment, with housing, all kinds of things. So there are many, many things we can do here at Spirit-Filled Hearts. And, you know, I am giving a little plug here, Michael, but I think it's important for our listening audience here across the country to know that if they go to our website, spiritfilledhearts.org, you'll be able to let us know, you know, how we can make a difference in your life.
Absolutely. And our particular ministry is an evangelization ministry and a healing ministry that does outreach. I mean, that's the basis of our ministry. And the exciting part about that, as we have this radio show, part of our outreach is what we're doing right here today.
Amen.
We're promoting Habitat for Humanity, and, you know, we're making the community, both locally and on a nationwide level, aware of how an organization, Habitat, is trying to help people in need. As our ministry tries to help people in need, there are many other social service agencies out in the communities that are trying to do the same thing. And I think we're promoting and advocating that our listeners think about how they can help. You know, how can they reach out in their community and make a difference? And one of the things that I would say to our listening audience is give yourself a Christmas present. Well, Christmas is over when you're hearing this.
New Year's.
Give yourself a New Year's present and rent or buy a movie called Pay It Forward. You know, it's a tremendous story. And, you know, when you see it, when you learn about it, when you see what one young boy can do in a community, it's just a heart-wrenching story, but it really, it tells a story. And if you're not moved to try to give a little bit more to your community, to your church, then you might want to pray.
Mm-hmm. Habitat for Humanity has built 205 homes locally, 436 internationally. You can be part of the solution in helping the poor. We're going to be right back to talk more about that.
So here I am, ready to help all of you. So here I am, waiting for you. Oh, nothing can change.
It's Deacon Steve Greco. We're back here high atop the Tower of Hope, beautiful Christ Cathedral, with Tristan Siegendahler, Faith Relations Manager for Habitat for Humanity of Orange County, Michael Mola, who is Vice President of our ministry, Spirit-Filled Hearts, and a member of the Board of American Family Housing. We're talking about assisting the poor with housing, but in certainly across the board and different things we can do, but in particular with housing because of Habitat for Humanity. And Tristan, tell us more about what makes Habitat unique. And again, what they're looking for as it relates to those people helping them.
So Habitat for Humanity is unique from my perspective because we really seek to engage our Christian brothers and sisters. And we really seek to create an opportunity for ministry and fellowship in our activities. And when we're building the home, you know, we pray during the dedication, we lay hands, we invite our pastors and priests out to be a part of that. So it's a spiritual experience for us from the beginning till its conclusion.
Awesome. And what are you looking for with volunteers?
So what we like to say around the office is that we need and volunteers. Habitat is not looking to solve somebody's problem for one day. We're looking to uplift a community for the future, and we're looking to solve indecent and unsafe housing across the country. So we need our volunteers to be bold in both their financial abilities to donate and to give of their precious time. And when we can marry the two, we really get a lot of really great work done.
Yeah, and Catholics, of course, have taken the lead historically in working with the poor in so many different ways. If you look at the Catholic Relief Services across the, you know, across the world, certainly, and across the country, it's amazing the things that they do. And Michael, you know, the Catholic Coalition here with Habitat for Humanity is certainly, it's a somewhat of a pilot here in the Orange Diocese in Orange County, but it is something that could be replicated across the country.
As our listeners are listening into this show and thinking about the concept where, you know, Habitat and the Diocese of Orange have been able to come together and bring financial support to building a house and bringing manpower to help build that house. Mm-hmm. Tristan, you made a comment about, you know, indecent housing. And clearly it made the nationwide news here in California, up in Oakland. You know, we had a situation where, you know, we had people living in a warehouse, and I'm very familiar with that location because I did a project up there. And, you know, these were street people. These were people who couldn't afford to otherwise put a roof over their head, and living in this dilapidated warehouse. And, you know, the unfortunate story, as most people are aware, 36 people died, you know, in that environment. And that's not unique to the city of Oakland. I mean, it's becoming an issue that's hitting the news here in Los Angeles. And I would suspect, you know, throughout the country, those things exist. So you, as the listening audience, as you're hearing this story and you're hearing about this concept, think about what you can do in your community. You know, you have the ability to go to your pastor, you know, to go to your bishop and to go to Habitat or another type of agency like that and make a difference. Do something that allows you to look at an end result somewhere down the line and say, as you said, Tristan, you know, I put up that wall. You know,
absolutely.
I made that difference. And we all have that opportunity.
And tell us about more about that in terms of being part of Habitat for Humanity. You worked on a build yourself.
Yeah, so we're really fortunate that all of our staff, when they are hired on, do a service day. So we get to experience what our volunteers are doing, and we get to be a part of that magic. And I was a part of helping to put up siding for a house in Santa Ana. And I drive, it just so happens that I drive by that house often in my commute to work. And I just get filled with so much joy, and the Holy Spirit overcomes me every time I'm at that stoplight and I'm looking at the siding of that house. And I just know that a little piece of me helped with making that a difference for that family.
It's so awesome to know that you make a difference. And as we begin this new year, my brothers and sisters, how can you make a difference? God has given you so many talents, and God has given you a certain amount of treasure. And my guess is that you accept donations, correct?
Oh, yes, we do.
and they can just go to the website and donate on the website?
Yes. Each affiliate has their own website, so you can donate to each affiliate, or you can donate to our international umbrella. But if you want your donation to go to your specific community, which is the amazing thing, is that the donations that are made here in Orange County, they stay in Orange County, and that's true of the various affiliates around the country. Your money goes back into supporting the community that you're a part of. And so our website is habitatoc.org, and you can just do a quick Google search to what affiliate is nearest to your personal community around the country.
So as we're getting nearer to the end of the program here, Tristan, what additional messages do you have for the people that you'd like them to know about Habitat for Humanity or how they can make a difference?
So as the faith relations manager, I'm always excited when I see churches, whether it be interfaith or, you know, how big the Catholic network is, to see them fellowshipping and to interface with one another, to find out what's going on at the other church because you came to your Habitat service day. And when we have collaborations like the Catholic Coalition here in Orange County, those 20 churches may otherwise not be talking or communicating with fellow parishioners. And so I love to see that as a Habitat, as a conduit in that way. And I would just say that if you're interested in putting your faith into action and you'd like to kill two birds with one stone by finding out what's going on in your church or your parish across town, you know, get together and collaborate the way we have in Orange County and see what really incredible things you can do.
I know we have deaneries, and I know across the country there's various organizational segments of deaneries and so forth. In which there's a group of churches together, Catholic churches together, that can decide on a project. Mm-hmm. And one of those projects can be working with Habitat for Humanity to really get a home build going.
That's correct. So I've actually visited with one of our deaneries here in Orange County. And yeah, we're lucky to be an active, vibrant community of people who say yes often. So we are breaking ground on our home in Tustin. It's actually a two-home development, but we'll be supporting the funding side of one home in particular. And that will break ground in the May-June timeframe. And that will be opportunities for youth to do volunteer hours. It'll be opportunities for young adults to really spring forth and collaborate with each other and for parishes across our county to come together and learn more about each other.
Awesome. Awesome. It is so wonderful, Tristan, to have you on the show, and God bless you and all the great work that you're doing.
Thank you. This has been a blessing.
Michael, your final thoughts about in terms of everything that you're doing and working with the poor and outreach through our ministry at Spirit-Filled Hearts, as well as all the different ministries and working with housing. your final thoughts that you want to leave with our listening audience?
Well, I think the thing that comes to mind is what you spoke of, Steve, of the Bible verse that speaks to the time, talent, and treasures. We find ourselves at different stages in our lives, and we may not have a whole lot of extra money to be able to contribute, but we have our time that we can contribute, and we have our talent that we can contribute. And I really believe personally that, you know, we can be selfish if we don't open up and we make that effort. And Tristan, as you were talking about, you know, when this bill takes place, this coalition of churches that's come together, you know, yes, they're going to provide financial support, but it's an opportunity within each of their parishes to get their youth involved, to get their young adults involved, and to actually grow a parish. I remember last weekend that I was at Mass and standing in the entry greeting people, and there was this young lady who was going to was being involved with our youth ministry. And, you know, she was just kind of standing there timidly and, you know, greeting people. And I just went up and introduced myself to her. And she made the comment, she says, "I'm so glad you came up to me. I see you all the time, and I don't know your name." And that's the gratification I think you get when you try, when you do something to build community.
Awesome. And thank you, Michael and Tristan, for being on the show. And thank you to our listening audience. Heavenly Father, we praise you, we worship you, and glorify you. We thank you so much for the gifts that you've given us. The gift of time and talent and treasure. Lord Jesus, may we use those gifts to build up your kingdom, to make a difference with the people everywhere around us, Lord God, where you direct us to make a difference with, to poor, those hurting, those that need housing, those that are hungry and thirsty. May we be blessed by doing your will. May we be blessed in all that we do to build your kingdom. We say this through the power of your love, the power of your Holy Spirit, through the intercession of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, the Immaculate Heart of Mary, in Jesus' name. And I bless you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. We'll be with you next week at the same time. God bless you all.
We're thrilled that you joined us today on Empowered by the Spirit, right here on Immaculate Heart Radio. Empowered by the Spirit is a production of Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry. For more information about Spirit-Filled Hearts, visit our website, spiritfilledhearts.org. That's spiritfilledhearts.org. If you've been encouraged by what you've heard here on Empowered by the Spirit, contact us by email at empowered@spiritfilledhearts.org. That's empowered@spiritfilledhearts.org. We hope you'll tell a friend about our program and ask them to join us next week at this same time. We look forward to being with you again right here next week on Empowered by the Spirit on Immaculate Heart Radio.